Hare Krishna. Namah Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaschata Desha Dharane He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Hare Krishna. Thank you, Radha Gopinath Prabhu, for uplifting, inspiring, enthralling us with your wonderful kirtan. A name of Krishna is Ghanashyam, which means he is like a monsoon rain cloud. And Srimati Radharani, his love is like the rain that falls from the rain cloud. And Srimati Radharani is the ultimate object of his love. So today, it's a very special Radhastami where Krishna is celebrating by pouring down the rains of his love in honor of Sri Radharani. Sri Radharani is Parashakti. She's the supreme energy of the Lord. Parasya Saktir Vivadaiva Shuyate, the Lord has many energies. Actually, there's only one energy, and that is Sri Radha. And that energy manifests in so many ways. And everything is simply in the service for the pleasure of Krishna. Within this cosmic manifestation, the supreme controller is Durga, who is an expansion of Sri Radha. When Sri Radha enters into the cosmic manifestation or the material world, she appears in her loving service as Durga. A manifestation of Durga is Kali. Kali sometimes appears very angry. She kills ignorance. She kills the asuras, the demoniac. She kills the obstacles to morality within this world. And nothing could stop her. As the superintendent of material existence, Srila Prabhupada explains that Durga has a trident. And the three prongs of the trident are the threefold miseries of material existence. Adiatmaka, adidaivaka, adibhautaka. Miseries caused by other living beings. Miseries caused by one's own body and mind. Miseries caused by natural disturbances. Like floods. Or droughts. Or too much heat or too much cold, or hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanoes, plagues, epidemics. No one can escape. That is the power of Durga. She's supreme controller of the material existence. She is a manifestation of Sri Radha. In the context of the earth, she's Bhumi, the mother of all life within this planet, providing everything. And we read in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when demoniac people were trampling on the earth all over the place and exploiting her resources, she appeared in the form of a cow. And begged for mercy. And Brahma, taking mercy, came with the demigods to the ocean and milk, recited Purusha Shukta prayers to invoke Vishnu, Krishna, to appear. That Bhumi is an expansion, a manifestation of Sri Radha. Durga, Kali, with all their powers. And in Vaikuntha worlds, Sri Radha manifests herself as Lakshmi, the supreme goddess of fortune. Lakshmi Devi, she's worshipped by so many people in this world, mostly for money and good husbands and wives and all these other things, fortune and health. And in Vaikuntha, the original Lakshmi, she's always at the lotus feet of Lord Narayan, rendering humble services. Beyond the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha are the queens of Dwarka. In Dwarka, Krishna has 16,108 queens, such as Jambavati, Satyabhama, Rukmini. They are forever at the loving service of Lord Dwarkadish. And in Goloka, are the gopis. It is explained, Vrindavan, one grain of dust in Goloka Vrindavan has more precious value than all the wealth of the Vaikunthas because of the sweetness and the intimacy of the love that can be bestowed upon one by the blessings of that grain of dust. Uddhav, the dearmost friend of Krishna in Dwarka, he was praying to be a little piece of grass in Vrindavan so that that dust, which has been on the feet of the cows, of the calves, of the gopas, of the gopis, may come on his head. That dust is so sacred. Lord Shiva wants to be a mountain just to assist Radharani, Krishna, and gopis in their loving service and to have their dust of their feet on head. And in Nandagang, the five heads of Shiva have appeared. Thank you. It's a really good celebration for Radhashtami. I'm getting news in the form of the rains. In Brahma, Brahma prays, I want to have the dust of the feet of the gopis on my head. And he becomes the four hills, his heads of Bhadrasana. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita tells us that the gopis, their love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is limitlessly more intimate and greater than the queens of Dwarka or the goddesses of fortune. And of all the gopis, Sri Radha, she is the center, because it is she that expands herself as all these gopis. Why? The Absolute Truth is one, and the Absolute Truth divides into two for the sake, for the purpose of sweet, ecstatic, loving exchanges, Radha Gopinath. She expands into limitless gopis because she wants to provide Krishna limitless variegatedness in his enjoyment. In this material world, variegatedness enhances enjoyment. It's like when we want to please someone, we give them different types of prasad. People like to go to different places, different types of weather. Variety is the spice of life, they say in the material world. And the origin of that is the limitless variety of loving exchanges of the devotees with themselves and the devotees with Krishna. Sri Radha, she expands herself in the form of Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Sudevi, and Duleka. They're all on our wall over here. Just to give Krishna increasing pleasure. She expands herself as Chandravali, who's appears like an opposing gopi who's competing with her. Such a leela. Sri Radharani expands herself as Yogamaya. Such an incredible divine potency that even Krishna forgets his supreme opulence. Even Krishna puts aside his identity as the absolute controller of all controllers because he's so totally immersed in experiencing the love of his devotee. And all the devotees' love for Krishna, they forget that he's God. He's my son. He's my friend. He's my lover. That's by the power of Yogamaya. Yogamaya is a Shakti. It's Radharani's energy. When she expands as all of these different gopis, each and every gopi is more beautiful, more talented than any of the goddesses of fortune in Vaikuntha. And it's not a competition, because the goddesses of fortune in Vaikuntha are expansions of Radharani herself, as are the gopis. But this is Vrindavan, where the love is manifested in its sweetest state. Each gopi is billions of times more beautiful than all the beauty of the whole material existence, the heavenly existence, or the spirit, or the Vaikuntha existence. Each gopi. How she talks, how she smiles, how she glances, how she dresses, the ornaments that she wears. And all those gopis, how they sing, how they dance, how they cook, how they make garlands. They're all expansions of Sri Radharani. How thorough she is in making Krishna happy. And of all the gopis, the supreme source of everything, the supreme source of all the energies, both material and spiritual, in their total fullness, is in the form of Sri Radha. And just like Krishna, Krishna can incarnate into so many different avatars, so many different incarnations, in so many expansions, eternally in so many Vaikuntha planets, and he's constantly coming to the material world in his various avatars. But yet, and he expands himself as all living beings, the jivas, but he's never less himself. He's always completely full as the source of all beauty, the source of all attraction. And similarly, the Parashakti, Sri Radha, put all the gopis together and all the goddesses of fortune together and all the apsaras and ladies of the heavenly planets and all the beauty of this whole material existence. And it's all just a particle fraction of an expansion of Radha's beauty. That is Srimati Radharani. And everything is only for the pleasure of Krishna. In Sri Vrindavan Dham, the Brijavasis are very much attracted to worshiping the Man Lila, the pastime where Sri Radha becomes angry with Krishna. Now, you and me, sometimes we become angry with Krishna too, because things just don't go the way we want. Krishna, why is it like this? Krishna has given everything for you. Why like this? But our anger toward Krishna is usually due to our egos or our frustrations. Sri Radha, even when she's angry with Krishna, it's only for Krishna's pleasure. It's only to increase Krishna's happiness. Everything she does, eternally, every expansion in all the living beings in Vrindavan, in their hearts, their love is a reflection of her love. It's all simply for Krishna's happiness. Such an inconceivable love. Her love is all-pervading in Goloka. It's all-pervading in Vaikuntha. Ramananda Rai explains to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how whatever ornaments, whatever sound of her voice, whatever gestures, whatever way her eye moves, every aspect of Sri Radha is a personification of her love, her limitless, eternal love. So when Sri Radha becomes angry with Krishna, and Sri Radha stages so many ways in which Krishna is induced to make her angry. Krishna tells in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he's like a puppet on the strings of Sri Radha's love. And Sri Radha is like a puppet on the strings of Krishna's love. And they're both the same person.
the Shakti and the Shaktiman. So when Sri Radha becomes angry with Krishna, Krishna begs Srimati Radharani for her love. The proprietor of everything that exists is begging Sri Radha for her love. And even he will be on his knees and with the ecstatic tears from his lotus-like eyes, Mahavishnu is glancing upon the cosmic manifestation, the Mahatattva, to impregnate life throughout the entire existence of material world. And at Manmandir, the source of those eyes are crying and bathing Sri Radha's feet, pleading, please bestow your love. Krishna is crying because he wants to please Srimati Radharani. Be pleased with me. And Sri Radha, in whatever lila, whatever beautiful pastime is being manifested, it's only for the pleasure of Krishna. Sri Krishna exists to serve the love of Sri Radha, and Sri Radha exists simply to serve the love of Sri Krishna. And even Krishna, who knows everything, past, present, future, he knows every living being. He's the Paramatma within the heart of everyone, who knows every thought, every word. He's between every atom. He's Brahman, who's the all-pervading existence within and beyond all existence. But that Parabrahman, the only thing he can't understand is the sweetness of Sri Radha's love. What is it she feels? What is it she experiences when she tastes the sweetness of my love? Krishna not only wants to taste the sweetness of that love, but Sri Radharani is Karuna Mayi. She's completely the fullness of all compassion, of all kindness. She's the ultimate mother of all mothers. She's the ultimate lover of all lovers. She wants to distribute. She wants to distribute the happiness of loving Krishna to everyone. And therefore, Krishna assumes the complexion and the mahabhav, the love of Sri Radha, and appears in this world. Radha bhava duti suvalitam naomi Krishna swarupam. As Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna, who comes to taste that prem ras, the ecstasy of Sri Radha's love, to taste the sweetness of Krishna's love that only Radha can fully experience. And through Harinam Sankirtan, he comes to share that love. Sri Radha comes to share her love with all who will accept it. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, in the love of Sri Radha, he has made a garland, a mala, and he's woven it with prema, ecstatic love, and Harinam, the holy names.
And he's come to place that garland on the whole world. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prem Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Godadveshe Namaha. Rupa Goswami tells that Lord Chaitanya is most munificent, most merciful of all incarnations. Because the full-fledged love and compassion of Sri Radha's heart is pouring from Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not considering who's fit or unfit, not considering which is an appropriate place is which is not an appropriate place, not considering what time is the right time or what time is the inauspicious time. Lord Chaitanya was born during an eclipse, which is usually considered inauspicious. But he came to spread prema ras and hari nam at that time. Through this congregational chanting of the holy names of Sri Radha Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is blessing the world. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. He has proclaimed that this Harinam Sankirtan is the prime benediction for all the world, for all humanity. Kalera dosami de rajanasti heku mahankuna. Kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha parambrajain. In an age of Kali, which is an ocean of faults, Sri Radharani comes in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread the ultimate benediction simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord in the proper consciousness. One can attain the perfection of liberation. And there are different schools of religion and different schools of yoga who have a particular type of perfection of liberation. But from the objective perspective of the Vedic literatures and the acharyas, the most inclusive, whole, and supreme perfection is the love of the inhabitants of Vrindavan for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Bhagavan Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving that perfection. How is it possible? Why is it so special from all incarnations? Because only Srimati Radharani can give entrance into Goloka. And therefore Krishna comes with the compassion of Sri Radharani to give us the opportunity to enter into that state of Goloka. Srila Prabhupada explained to us, it may be difficult for us, manushyanam sahasreshu kashchidyadati siddhaye. Bhagavad Gita tells, out of thousands and thousands of persons in this world, hardly one even endeavors for perfection. And out of thousands and thousands of those who are endeavor, hardly one knows me in truth. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sadulabha prasam. That out of those who are seeking liberation, hardly one achieves it. And hardly anyone is seeking liberation. But narayana parayana, only those who are pure devotees of Narayan can achieve true lasting peace. Because that peace is through praying, through love. Devotees of all the Vaishnav Sampradayas, they all unanimously proclaim
that they do not want impersonal liberation. Yes, there's no suffering. Yes, there's the happiness of realizing Aham Brahmasmi, I am spirit, I am eternal. But in that state, there's no opportunity for praying, ecstatic, loving interaction and service with the all beautiful, supremely merciful Lord of all existence. What is so special about Lord Chaitanya is he has the Mahabhava of Sri Radha. He has the compassion of Sri Radha. And it is only that Sri Radha's compassion that can give us entrance into Goloka. If we're sincere, if we're earnestly striving to follow the principles of being a humble servant of the servant of the servant, really trying to become more and more absorbed in hearing about Krishna's pastimes, hearing Krishna's teachings, speaking Krishna's pastimes, speaking Krishna's teachings. With all of our faults, if we earnestly, truly take shelter through this Harinam Sankirtan movement and through the association of Vaishnavas, Sri Radharani gives us entrance into Goloka. That is Lord Chaitanya. When Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan, he was at Radha Damodar Temple, the place of the Ras Lila. You have all perhaps been to Seva Kunj. Seva Kunj is where Sri Krishna personally renders sevas to Srimati Radharani. Such a sacred place, such a deep, intimate place. And that whole area where Radha Damodar Temple is Seva Kunj. Why would Srila Prabhupada want to leave there? By the mercy of his guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and the blessings of Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, he was blessed to take the spirit of the Ras Lila and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood to the world. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala. In this beautiful song, Narottam Das Thakur says, no one can enter into the pastimes of Radha Krishna without the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Because in Vrindavan, especially in the Madhurya Ras, Srimati Radharani is everyone's guru. But you cannot enter that until you attain that stage of raga bhakti, of pure love, pure liberation. We cannot jump into Radharani's lila. But Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram, the original guru, he manifests his mercy through the parampara of gurus, the shiksha gurus, the diksha gurus. That's Nityananda's mercy. Through the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one could become completely purified. One can be completely forgiven. And then one can actually enter into the loving service of Sri Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. And what is Nityananda Prabhu's mercy? It's the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy? The mercy of Srimati Radharani.
So ultimately, everything goes back to Sri Radha. And I wasn't supposed to speak tonight, but I spoke something. Radhastami is a special holy day because it's a day when we can truly share with one another in the presence of the beautiful forms of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath our gratitude. Our acharyas taught us Trinadapi Sunichena. We should be humble. As long as we think we're proprietors or great, spiritually we're nothing. Radha Gopinath are great. And when we become beggars, begging for mercy, begging for service, then Sri Radharani, who is our eternal mother, our eternal protector, through the mercy of our gurus, to the mercy of Lord Nityananda, she awakens that love that is within us. She's the holder of that key to the love that's within us. Somehow or other, it's locked shut in our hearts, and we have no access to it. But when we please the servants of the servants of the servants of Sri Radha, then she unlocks that. She unlocks our hearts so our soul's pure, unalloyed, ecstatic love can shine. Hare is Sri Radha's name. She steals the heart of Krishna. And she will steal our hearts. Krishna's all attractive. Ram is the supreme reservoir of all happiness, all pleasure. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of all the mantras, of all the names of God, of all the spiritual formulas in all the Vedas, he has especially blessed this process of chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And we can transcend all the storms of this world and go back home, back to Godhead. Not just after death, but we have satsang is where we keep, despite all the difficulties and trials and challenges and inevitably that will come in our lives in this world, through satsang, through association, we keep that fire burning alive and growing, that fire to keep our hearts and our minds focused on this true goal of life, Prema Pumartha Mahan. And never give up our sadhana, and never give up our aspiration to serve the deities, to serve the devotees, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and to chant the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much.